Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are bringing you this from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and of course our sponsors, our partners in bringing you this. We couldn't do it without Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and of course being brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, all in the mix. Right now, we're going to switch over to our sports line, and we're going to welcome to the program Coach Ryan Carroll of the Northwest Lady Mounties in their basketball program. Hey, Coach Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing well.
Good, man. Well, I appreciate
you having me on.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out to join us. I know sometimes it isn't easy to fit us into your schedule, so we are very thankful that you've taken the time out to join us. One of the things we really wanted to do when we started this program is we wanted to put more of an emphasis on girls' sports at the high school level. And we haven't had a chance to talk to you yet about the season and everything. But, we're just thankful to have you here. And tell us about the season so far up to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I do appreciate what you just said about you know, getting more exposure out there in the Jackson area for girls basketball and girls sports in general. You know, that's really great to hear. You know, our season has gotten off to a really good start. We're currently 7-3. You know, we started our season off with a non-conference game against Hazlitt, who's got a really good program and just a stacked roster right now of experience and size, and we battled with them and got beat by 3 points. But we were feeling really good about ourselves and our program after that night. And kind of used that as kind of a springboard to get us moving this year. And then obviously, you know, we had the tough one early on against Western, who's just loaded as well right now from top to bottom in their program. And they kind of not put us on our heels early on in that one, and our girls battled back and showed a lot of resolve and made that game out of that until Western kind of pulled away down the stretch. But since then we've been playing really good basketball. We've had a lot of girls that haven't played a lot of minutes, up until this year that have stepped up for us, and, you know, we have some really good leadership in our program right now, and that's something that we've been focused on and working on. We were feeling really good about ourselves until we lost by one last night to Hastings. You know, after the hour and a half bus ride up there, you know, it's tough to get off the bus and play up there, and they've actually have improved, you know, dramatically from where they've been in recent years. And I think one of the programs around here that has a target on their back, and every time you step on the floor, you know, the other team, I mean, they want to beat you, you know, and that's a challenge every night. And our girls have been up to the task for the most part in our conference, you know, other than that Western game, and have stepped up, and, it's a moment that we're going to learn from, and kind of challenged our girls last night to find, you know, just a little bit more fight, a little bit more toughness, and work harder in practice and get better, and we'll keep plugging away.
Yeah, one of the things we're talking about before we started here is the I-8. And it doesn't really matter what sport you're looking at. The I-8 is just a tough conference year in, year out. It seems to be Western's year this year so far. But even though you had a little bit of a setback on Wednesday, you're still in the thick of it. You're 4-2 in conference play, and you're right there with Hastings and with Marshall. So, I mean, at this point in the season, are you happy with where you are right now, or are you expecting different outcomes at this point?
It's really the looking glass you want to see it through. You know, early on, we didn't know what to expect this year. We have a lot of talent back, from last year. and I'll touch on some of those girls, but we also have graduated 10 seniors in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, that played a ton of minutes for us. And, you know, both of those years we were, you know, 12-2 in our conference, you know, and so very good teams the last couple of years and a lot of experience that we lost. So we didn't know what to expect, you know, in terms of our depth. And, you know, so from that point of view, we were feeling pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, once we got things rolling, up until last night, we really were feeling like, you know, we can run the table, you know, leading up to that game over in Parma on February 4th and give ourselves a chance to compete for, you know, a share of our conference. And, you know, so it's kind of a setback from where we were leading up to last night. But like you just said, at any point in time, you know, a Marshall or a Coldwater or Hastings can jump up and, yeah, and bite you. So we just have to hope somebody can get Western and, you know, make that game on the 4th matter, you know, and we're going to keep working and do everything we can. And if we don't win our conference, you know, we're going to fight to be second in it and put ourselves in a good spot going into the tournament.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. You know, it's definitely frustrating when you get beat, you know, and the good thing is with high school sports is the next day you're back in the gym and it's like these kids don't even remember it. You know, they move on better than we do. And I'm sure most coaches probably feel the same. You know, so it's exciting just to, you know, in a couple hours I get to be back in the gym and work, you know.
It's funny you should mention that, because I know I've spoken with multiple coaches before, and you can hear the smile in their voice after a win, and you could not hear it sometimes after they've had a loss. But yeah, it's a rugged schedule. It's a tough conference. But you talked about your girls a little bit and how they had some great leadership to look up to before, and now it's their time. Tell us about the girls on your team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have three seniors that haven't played a ton of varsity minutes leading up to this season. You know, those seniors are Olivia Lamb, who has kind of started at the center position this year for us, and it just works her tail off. You know, and is a great kid, a fun kid. You know, and so she's played some big minutes for us. And then Abby Stikatowicz and Leah Elfrid are two post players as well that, you know, are just great leaders, great kids. All three of them are just excellent students, you know, so
yeah,
they kind of, you know, lay the foundation for us. And then we've got, you know, some returning players. You know, Lane Slight is a, you know, a three-year varsity player and was honorable mention all-conference last year, honorable mention all-state last year. You know, averaged about 15 a game last year. And she had ankle surgery in September and was just getting back to probably 85-90% going into our game at Harper Creek a couple weeks ago, and she rolled her other ankle pretty severely.
And man.
So now she's out 3 to 4 weeks, and, you know, she's just struggling with that.
Yeah.
But she provides a ton of leadership for us, and just on the court and off, and she's just a dynamic player. You know, she went for 28 in our tournament game against Holt last year.
Wow.
And just has the ability to, when she's healthy, to, you know, to go off at any time.
Yeah.
Ashley Weller is a sophomore for us who's averaging about 17 a game right now, and has just been dominant, you know, in the scorebooks and at the defensive end of the floor. You know, and just a kind of a quiet leader. You know, she's one that everybody kind of follows and doesn't say a whole lot, but, you know, another great kid. And then the other one, I guess one of our other leader is Tasia Kapp, who is, you know, a junior as well, and averaging about 10 a game and just does a ton of good things for us. You know, so, you know, those three, in terms of production are kind of our three go-to players. And then, you know, we have the seniors I mentioned. One other, you know, our other starter is Mara Mitchell, who's a sophomore, you know, other than Alina Lewis, probably one of the better defenders in the Jackson area in terms of on ball, you know, defense, and just a, another really dynamic player.
Right. Yeah, I'm always a glass half full kind of guy, and you know, even though you just kind of had the setback on Wednesday, when I hear you talk about your lineup and who you have there, it sounds like you've got a lot of talented youth, and it sounds like, I mean, you're in a great spot, tied for second right now in your conference, but it sounds like the future is going to be bright in the years to come for Northwest girls basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the you have your learning curves and you take your lumps as the kids go through, you know, those moments and try to figure everything out. You know, but we really do feel, whether it's this year or next, whenever it might be, that this core of players is really going to come together and form something special.
Right.
You know, and get us to a place we want to go. You know, our goal, one of our main goals is win championships. And, we've done that, whether it's conference or district championships, but we've really focused this year on more than just winning and losing games, you know, developing that leadership and the time that they spend outside of the gym. And I think that's all been very important to getting this group to where we want them to be. You know, and having the kids step up and just handle those big moments. And once they know how to compete and work, and once these guys really know how to win, you know, and how to finish games, you know, I think it's a really scary group, you know, and one we're really excited about. Yeah.
One of the things, you know, whenever we talk with coaches, they always say it's a 1 week at a time thing. We've got our opponent now, and then we've got our opponents coming up, and that's what we're focused on. But you already said earlier, you already mentioned February 4th with Western. We're going to circle back to that in a second, because I know, because you said it, it's circled on your calendar. But you have Marshall first, and they're also sitting there tied with you at 4-2 right now. What do you have to do to beat Marshall?
Well, that is it's funny because Marshall is kind of been our nemesis, and yeah, I would say one of our big rivals until recently when this crew for Western really kind of came along and got going. So Marshall has always been a thorn in our side.
Yeah,
you know, back from Sal Conkle kind of leading them. And now Lance does a great job. And the thing with Marshall is that when you step on the floor with them, they are the most prepared, organized, you know, put together squad that you're going to face all year long. It doesn't matter what their personnel is; they are fully prepared every time they step on the floor. You know, so we have to prepare as well. You know, and scout them and. The biggest thing with Marshall is that they don't have a ton of size ever, you know, but they play hard and they play big and fast, and if you aren't matching their level of intensity, you know, they're probably going to beat you, you know, and they have kids step up and knock down big shots, so we really have to guard the perimeter well when we play them, and then just finishing possessions, you know, at both ends of the floor. We've talked about it a ton this year with our girls, but finishing possessions, you know, getting good looks on the offensive end and not turning the ball over, and then at the defensive end, just checking out and rebounding, and that's something that we struggled with this year. Is we can do a great job defensively and lock down and force a bad shot, and if we don't finish that possession with a rebound, you know, it usually leads to points for the other team. So.
Yeah.
And Marshall, they rebound really well, you know, at both ends of the floor. So those two things, I mean, we got to take care of the ball and get good looks, and then we just got to finish the job on the defensive end.
Yeah. It sounds kind of like a game plan that you can apply to pretty much any other team that you're going to face.
Absolutely.
And what I love about conference play is you get to see a lot of teams. You get to see pretty much the entire conference a second time. And you're getting to the point in your schedule where you're starting to have those repeats. February 4th is one of those when you again face Western. And they've been having their way with pretty much every team they've faced this year. Back in December, you had a contest with them. You hosted them. It didn't go your way. Now you're at Western on the 4th, and they're leading the I-8 right now, 6-0, 10-0 overall. They're the leaders. They got the target on the back. Is it the same game plan for them, or what do you have to do in order to get out of Western with a win?
For the most part, it really is the same game plan. They are equally aggressive and physical when it comes to the offensive end and attacking the basket, attacking the boards. They have shooters that can knock it down if you overhelp. You have to be really solid at the defensive end and finish possessions. And then they do a really good job of mixing up their defenses and trying to keep you off balance. And that's where, it comes down to our leadership and kids wanting the ball and wanting to produce in that big moment. Just got to compete. I think, Gina said it in the MLive article after that game. They talked about at halftime that they needed to want that game more than Northwest did. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think they did, and that's something that our girls will be challenged with. That's, the bulletin board material that you joke about, but, it's a very real thing. And if we can get our girls to understand how hard they have to compete, first of all, and give ourselves a chance to be in the game going into the fourth quarter. I like the kids that I've got and the talent that we have, and I think they're capable of pulling that one off. No question. If we just execute our game plan and show up and compete as hard as we can.
Well, good luck this week against Marshall. Good luck coming up real soon against Western, and really, for that matter, for the rest of the schedule. We're hoping great things for you and for your Mountie squad over there for girls basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate it, Mark.
Well, we appreciate you, and thank you for the time today.
All right. Have a good one.
That's Ryan Carroll joining us, head coach of Mountie Nation girls basketball. My name is Mark Daly. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.